Hi, everybody. Let's see.
Hopefully you can hear me now. Let me get my chat up on the screen. Welcome, welcome. Oh, good. I see hearts. I've just got to do a couple of things. First, let me change my name. I'm No BS Coach Heather. Welcome to the call, everybody. Go ahead and introduce yourself in the chat. While you're there, make sure that you have everyone set in that blue box in your chat box. Good morning, Donna. In the chat today to support you, we have Coach Betsy and our new coach, Dina, here to support you. All right, come on in. While you're coming in, I need you all to gather a few things to make the most of this call. I want you to have your planner with you, your habit tracker, and I want you to have your deep dive data worksheet with you. Coach Betsy and Coach Dina should go ahead and put that in the chat for you. Okay. I don't see them here. Are you guys here? Let's see. Coach Dina and Coach Betsy, could you guys raise your hand just so I can see if you're on the call? There you are. Okay, good. So glad. All right, welcome. So I'm Coach Heather. I spend most of my time coaching one-on-one with No BS women who want just a little bit more. Do you see that? My dog just let herself in. who want more one-on-one work, targeted coaching for them to help help them reach their goals. And that's what I do. Hi, Harriet. I do a lot of work with women who are in their 50s. I've done a lot of work with over drinking. I've done a lot of work with binging, some work with binging. I also, my personal story is one where I had developed insulin resistance and prediabetes and was able to apply the tools as I went through coach training and discovered Corinne to figure out how to lose weight even with those conditions. And since then, they have reversed. And I spent all of 2021 learning how to reintroduce all of my foods that included flour and sugar into this new concept where, I mean, my body was better able to handle those things. And I learned how to eat them without overeating. And that's primarily what I help my clients to do as well. Okay, so let's get the party started here. A couple of things first. Welcome to our newbies. I didn't see an audio check. I want to make sure you guys are hearing me okay. Can you just give me a thumbs up if you can hear me okay? Okay, good. Thanks, Donna. We always have some newbies coming in, and I just want to, thanks for your thumbs. Let me mention, in the reactions button down below, this is going to be important later, so listen up to this. If you're on a mobile device, you might need to click the three dots and then swipe in order to access reactions. Under reactions, you'll see a clapping hand, a thumbs up, a heart, a laughing face, a surprised face, and like celebration emojis. So feel free to use those while you're on the call with me to give me some feedback about how you're feeling. You'll notice underneath those emojis is the button to raise your hand. Sometimes, so when I get to one-on-one coaching, yeah, the buttons are fun, aren't they? When I get to one-on-one coaching, I'm going to need you to use this raise hand button in order for me to notice that you want to get coached. But a lot of times this raised hand gets inadvertently pushed. So I want you to notice where it is and notice if you have your hand raised or not. Okay, that's going to be important. Hi, Kim. All right. So again, welcome any newbies. your first 4 weeks in No BS, after you've got those under your belt and you've listened to the No BS course, you'll start to get emails with notifications about these calls, Corinne's Q&As, and any other special calls like this. So we want to just make sure that you understand that these are all optional and not necessary to have you lose weight. They're if you are ready and you're curious and you have time to fit them in, okay? We don't want our newbies getting overwhelmed. All of these calls are available on replays that come out on Tuesdays and Friday morning. So in other words, this Saturday call will be released in the replay on your private member podcast. And if you want to watch the video, on Tuesday morning, okay? So attending live is great when you can make it. Not everyone can make it. And it's not contingent on your success to make live calls, right? All right. This is a worksheet call. This is actually a point of pride for me. Last year I developed this weekly deep dive data worksheet because we have the habit tracker that tracks your habits for the whole month. And that is super, super helpful to see trends over a longer period of time. But sometimes it feels overwhelming when you're in the midst of a week to kind of stay on track with your goals for your four basics. So a weekly data worksheet is a way to kind of like analyze your data and help you apply what we now use, which is the four ends process, to help move you further towards your goals from where you're at this week. So I'm going to go through the worksheet with you today. So this is a great place to get feedback and ask questions. I will be coaching you guys. So if you have questions, if you're stuck on your data, or you have shitty thinking about your data, or you just have shitty thinking about data, I am the coach for you to answer your questions. So think about what you might want to get coached on later on in the call, and I'll coach you. So we always have help on these calls. And like I said, Dina and Betsy are there for you in the chat to help you. I'm not going to be paying too much attention to it because I'm going to be teaching. Okay. So now let's go. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen with you. Let me just move some of these windows so I can see what I'm doing here. All right. The first thing we're going to go over is where to find the Doable Hunger Challenge. Okay. I'm going to show you how to find the Conquering the Scale program from the self-study workshops page. So if you are someone who's confused about where to find our focus for the month, you want to go to the main menu on the website and always click under self-study workshops. There's other ways sometimes you can find our focus for the month, but if you click on self-study workshops, you'll always find it there. So let me just show you. I'm going to share my screen. Okay. So let me use the chat again. Okay. Tell me if you can see the No BS, if you can see Corinne there and the No BS website. Can you type? Okay. I see the thumbs. I got you. Okay. So see, here's the main menu on the left. Come down here to self-study resources. And if you click the little carrot, you'll see, am I in the right place? Yeah. Here. The first one says, you finished the No BS weight loss course. What's next? Though that's for our newbies. Okay. So we want to help the newbies find out what to do next after they've finished the course, right? But if you are a longer time No BS woman, you're going to come down. The next drop down menu will always be the most recent monthly focus. And that's our Conquering the Scale class. So you just click that and you'll come over here. I don't know why this looks a little weird on my computer today, but here is the Conquering the Scale workshop. Okay. And we are, let's see. We're going to show you over here. Here's the highlights of the course. There's your guide. Watch the modules. And then at the end of the month, see here under number 3, I want to point out this to you. At the end of the month, starting May 27th, which is from today, the 21st, this coming Friday, we're going to be challenging you with a doable hunger challenge week. So you can go ahead and look at that a little bit more closely if you want to start a little bit early, but I just want to plant the seed that this is coming. And this will really help you guys reach your end of the month really strong with a doable hunger challenge. Okay. So yeah, I don't know. Sometimes they work on the back end of the computer and the website just looks a little bit different. Nothing to worry about. Everything is still there for you. Okay. So this week was the 15th ending today. We were watching units 5 and 6, which had to do with weighing in. So I want to show you over here. If you keep going down, here's your program guide, your transcripts, your weekly weigh-in graphic, right? Here's your call calendar that gives you all the calls, okay? And here's the doable hunger challenge guide right there. So you can go ahead and print that out in anticipation of Friday so you know what to do. So over here in the modules, let's see. Yes, we're right here. Conquering the Scale Weekly Data Deep Dive. That's what I'm going over today. So let's take a look at your guide. I've clicked over to your Conquering the Scale guide. And for this week's focus was lesson 5. I weighed blank today and what next? Okay. So our deep dive data weekly worksheet can dovetail or fit in very nicely with the new way that you guys are being taught to think about weigh-ins. Okay. So of course you have your weigh-in day. Most of you get on the scale. Some of you don't, right? And we have sometimes what's being taught is this expectation gap where we have an idea of what we want to do. Then we spend the week trying to focus and doing what we said we were going to do, following the 4 basics, right? And we have an expectation of what the scale may say. And the whole course this month has been about like when the scale does or does not jive with our expectation and how to think about that. So the answer to how to think about that is always the 4 ends process. Okay. And today, what we're doing is we're offering you another worksheet to use that's optional. If you're having a problem with your expectation and the scale, I want to encourage you to use this weekly deep dive data worksheet to see all your data from the week, and it will help you use that data very clearly set out in front of you. And I'm going to show you this in just a second. And from when you see the data laid out this way in a weekly way, it's much easier to go through the 4 ends, which is to notice what you're thinking, normalize the thinking, neutralize the thinking, and then come up with the next best thought. So that's how you move yourself from a negative expectation gap to a more neutral one that brings you relief or even feels better. Okay. So are there any questions about how the deep dive data weekly worksheet fits in with our scale work and our expectation gap? Maybe it's best to notice, maybe just show you the worksheet first. Okay, so I think that the worksheet link has been put in here. I'm going to show you what the worksheet looks like next. Hi. All right, I've got to stop sharing and then reshare from Adobe. Okay, let me. All right, here is the beautiful worksheet, which I love so much. If you haven't filled out this worksheet, I am just so excited for you. So here's the directions. You're going to glance through. This is why I needed you to get all of your stuff. Your daily plans, your assessments, your discovery worksheets, your habit tracker, whatever you have. There's no like things that you have to have to do this. You can just use your recall if you have to, or if you just put in your daily plans, just go through your daily plans and remember. This is the thing. I don't want you just remembering in your head. I want you like looking at your calendar, looking at your daily plans. Okay. And you're going to put all of your data in these top boxes. And I'm going to give you time to do this, but I just want to give you the overview here. So over here is your scale data on the left. This was what your weekly goal was. For some of you, maybe it's lose a pound, lose 2 pounds, or maybe for some of you, it's to maintain. Maybe for some of you, you write down any loss. And you're going to put the numbers here, where you started from and where you finished at with the scale and the difference. So it's just numbers there. Then you go comb through your data and you put the number of times or the percentage. See, here's your percentages. So all of your four basics, you either do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 days out of 7 on a weekly basis. Okay. And you're going to put the percentage and or the number of times out of 7. You can just write 4 out of 7, 3 out of 7, whatever. And when I coach with my private clients, when I see this information and I see the numbers, I become a data whisperer, and that gives me clues as to what's going on that might be interrupting or even helping their weight loss. Okay. And I know I love percentages. Now, go down on the left too. You'll notice the four basics aren't the only thing that we can use to gather data. You can measure. Like if you don't like the scale, you can always do body measurements too. So there's a space for that. You can take progress photos. I use an app called Progress App. That's exactly what it's called. I think it's for both Android and iPhone users. And I put in my data measurements. And when I'm done with all of my different data, which is in your planner, by the way, to take your measurements, it automatically calculates how much of a decrease or change in the total number of inches that I've calculated. Okay. And then, so you're going to get all of this in, and then I'm going to coach you through how to answer these questions from your data compilation, your weekly data compilation. And we can do it at that time. So here's a question. Okay. Yes. Somebody with insulin resistance. Listen, you can do it with a coach, or you can just use Ask Coaches. So insulin resistance is like any medical condition, right? We're going to take it as a fact. The truth is, even somebody with full-blown diabetes has a choice over what they eat. I want y'all to remember that. It's really crucial that you think about your choice and your willingness with what you choose to eat, and you taking 100% responsibility for what you eat, so that you can feel that you are owning your choices, right? We don't want you to feel deprived or that food is scarce for you, because that's going to set you up for feeling restricted and fuck it eating. Okay. All right. So let me just rearrange this, look at my notes again before we move on. Okay. So I've showed you the Conquering the Scale program, the call schedule, and the deep dive data worksheet. So, all right, let's go over the four ends process. I'll just do a little bit of teaching now. So data is neutral, but we're often telling ourselves a story about how we showed up over the week when we go to weigh in, right? Our brains love to tell stories. the way that our brains work is that they are very rudimentary prediction machines. So they love to make projections and predictions based on what you've been thinking, your past, okay, your fears, your hopes, and it makes a story, and that's your expectation for your weigh in. It may or may not line up with what the scale or your measurements say. So the story your brain wants to tell is the story that will be told in the absence of you telling the story you want to tell on purpose. So my suggestion is that when you make your weekly goal, after your weigh-in is done, when you make your next weekly goal, I want you to pick the story you want to tell about the person you want to be in 1 week when you weigh in. And then you practice being that person each day. And you just keep telling yourself that story. You know, human beings are really good at believing that what they see in the moment, the number on the scale, the presentation of their body in the mirror, is the ultimate reality forever and ever. Amen. And it isn't. It is one slice of perspective in one moment, and a reality that is ever changing. If you keep telling the story of what is right now, you block yourself from moving into what could be. So you have to start telling yourself the story of what could be in the now. That is the key. And that will decrease your expectation. Okay. Sorry. That will line you up better with your expectation with your scale. Okay. So I apologize for my dog. I should have put her outside, and I may have to get up and take her outside. Yeah. So Allison just did a bunch of brain exploding emojis. And okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get up for just 1 second. I really apologize, you guys. Come here. Come here. I'm back. Okay, I'm sorry. I should have brought my dog outside before. she knows how to open my doors by herself, and she just lets herself in. So I apologize. Okay. So again, like, I want to just plant that seed for you about your expectation for your weighing. You get to have a positive expectation. And in fact, what if it's true that your success in weight loss is contingent that you have a positive expectation, no matter where you're at, no matter what's difficult for you, no matter how much you are overeating? If you only confirm your limitations, you will stay with your limitations, right? You have to paint a vivid picture of what's possible for you in weight loss. Okay. Yes. Thank you for repeating that. A lot of times I say things and they're like, repeat what you said. And I'm like, I don't know what I just said. Okay. So the four N's is the process that despite the story you want to tell, let's say you start practicing like what's possible and you start thinking that, like I suggested that you do, you're going to have old shitties. That's normal, right? Because you are moving from what you've been doing to habits that you aren't yet practiced at. And your brain is going to be like, whoa, wait a minute, what are we doing? And cue the old shitties, right? So this is where the four N's process comes in. This is how you get yourself from confirming what is to feeling just a little bit better, getting a little bit of relief, or actually finding a lot of relief if it's possible for you. Okay. All right. Data's neutral. Okay. The four N's process helps us with step three of the worksheet that I've already showed you, where you compare the data with your results and objectively evaluate like a scientist. So when you objectively evaluate, we say, okay, well, I followed doable hunger 4 out of 7 days. This is an example. And I lost 0.4 pounds. That's objectively evaluating like a scientist. The 4Ns process goes right alongside that, where your next new thought can be where you tell the story again. You get to be the storyteller and shift from scientist, from neutral, into telling the story you want to tell. Like, I'm getting better and better and better about following doable hunger. Okay. All right. Here's some example thoughts that might come up. I'm pissed I didn't do a single discovery worksheet, even though I had overeats. I'm frustrated I'm at 90% in all my habits, but I didn't lose weight. Okay. And you know, instead of me reading them, let me model the 4Ns process with each one of these, just to give you some concrete examples. So let's go back to the first one. I'm pissed I didn't do a single discovery worksheet, even though I know I had overeats. So feeling pissed because you're thinking that, is that going to move you toward your goal? No, it's an old shitty. Okay. We apply the 4Ns process. All right. First one is to notice the thinking, which is what you did. Then you normalize. Yes, it's normal that I would feel frustrated that I didn't do what I said I was going to do. I'm glad I feel frustrated. This is neutralizing or normalizing, neutralizing. I'm glad I feel pissed because now I know how important this is to me. This is always going to be important to me that I show up and do the things I said I was going to do because that's the kind of person I want to be. I'm tired of letting myself down, right? That's neutralizing it. Instead of like a beat down on you because you're wrong, you're like, yeah, like this is upsetting. This is because like, and I'm glad that I'm feeling this because this is pointing me to the person I want to be by confirming my discontent with who I'm being when I choose that way. So I don't have to like tear myself down. I just tell them like, yeah, this is not who I want to be. Okay. And then the next best thought could be, this week, I promise myself that I will do at least one discovery worksheet. And every day on my plan, I look forward to doing it. And when I do just one, I'm going to reward myself by, I don't know, doing something nice for yourself. Okay. I hope that's making sense. Let's take the second one or a new one. I'm excited about hitting my goal, but I'm not sure how to keep this up. All right. Is that going to move you toward your goal or maybe stop you in your tracks? It's going to stop you in your tracks because you're practicing not knowing. And you're like, but Heather, I don't know. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. If it's not going to help you reach your goals, think something different, right? Which is the last of the 4Ns. So it's an old shitty. So you start with your 4Ns. So you notice that you were thinking, I'm excited about hitting my goal, but I'm not sure how to keep this up. Then you normalize it. Well, it's normal. My human brain doesn't know how to do this. I'm figuring it out. So thank you, brain, for pointing out that I don't know how to do something, but that's not what's going to help me. What's going to help me is remembering that I need to be aware of what I don't know so that I can try a bunch of stuff and figure out how to figure it out. So I'm glad for this. My brain is pointing out, you don't know. It's my job to have leadership energy with my thinking and say, all right, well, I'm going to come up with at least 2 do goals this week to help help myself figure it out. Okay. And then the next best thought, well, that was the next best thought, right? So that's the 4Ns process on a few. All right. So let's spend, hold on. the times on this are different. Let's spend about 8 minutes working on the deep dive data worksheet so that we can get you guys to where you have all your data for the week. Okay. And now I'm going to entice you because I think you might be feeling a little resistance to doing this right now. So I want to entice you with something. When I work with my personal clients, in my experience with coaching hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of times by now, I notice that when my clients can follow doable hunger at least 3 to 6 days per week, they lose weight. Your job as a no BS woman is to figure out what your magic number is on your deep dive data worksheet of how many times you follow doable hunger, where you can play that out and test that week after week and figure out how many times, what is your magic number? Are you someone who can only follow doable hunger 3 out of 7 days a week and lose weight? God bless you. There are some of you out there and your body is amazing. Most of my clients have to do it a minimum of 4 times to lose about a pound. Now, remember, I'm talking generalities here. Every body is different. Every metabolism is different. Everybody's idea of what is enough is subjective, right? So I'm throwing out this as like a little carrot for you. What if you could figure out what your magic number with doable hunger is? Most of my clients, I have them figure it out. They know. If you knew that you had to follow doable hunger 4 out of 7 days to have a reasonable expectation of a loss, then you could go into your week and strategize your overeats. Like you could look at your calendar and know, you know what? I have a birthday coming up on Sunday. Definitely going to have one of my overeats on the birthday day. Then Taco Tuesday, I like to have that little few extra bites of taco, you know, and my third overeat is probably going to be pizza night. I mean, you can plan your overeats. If you know, like, if you're going to make a choice, like when you're going to overeat, at least overeat the things you want to overeat, right? So try it. Anyone who doesn't know what their magic number is with doable hunger, try it this year. I'm going to throw down a challenge. I want you to figure out what your number is to lose weight with doable hunger. Is it 3, 4, 5, or 6 out of 7 days per week? Okay. So you can use when we start the worksheet time, which we're going to do in just a second. When you compile your data, look at especially doable hunger. This is like the most important metric. Like they're all important, yes. But the one that is a game changer for your weight loss is your following of doable hunger, which remember has 2 parts. Eating when you're physically hungry and stopping when you physically had enough or you are physically satisfied. And figuring out how many times you have to follow that for all of your meals, how many days per week. Now, you can go back and mine your data in the past and look at weeks when you had nice losses and look at how many times you follow doable hunger. And you'll probably see a pattern there. It's probably between, you know, you could be 4 out of 7 days, 5 out of 7 days. I am 6 out of 7. So, you know, I know that if I overeat more than twice a week, I probably am not going to have a loss. That's just my body. And it's neutral. I'm just like, all right, body, right now, that's my reality. But maybe here's your next best thought in the four ends. For me, my body is ever changing. And food is my friend. My body is still healing from my insulin resistance. And my body's getting better and better and better at loving and metabolizing all the food that I eat and causing me to thrive in my body. All of those thoughts are available to you guys. Okay. It's been long enough. Let's start the clock. Pull out your deep dive weekly data worksheet. You guys have about 8 minutes. Let's work on that now. For those of you just coming in, we're working on our deep dive weekly data worksheet. We'll be doing that until 13 after the hour. As you're working on your deep dive weekly worksheet, if you have questions and you want to get coached, you can go ahead and use that reactions button and raise your hand, or you can put them in the Q&A. We have about 3 minutes left. Okay, one more minute. I created the worksheet so I could see which of my four basics I was infrequently following. And I figured if I could really recognize which percentages or my compliance level was low, that that would probably lead me to follow the breadcrumbs to see like why I wasn't doing it. What was I thinking? We know that all of our actions, the seed of our actions always starts with our thinking. So if you're not following one of these four basics, your percentage is very low. You really want to look at your thinking about, let's say, making your plan or drinking your water or getting your sleep. That's where your work is. Okay. So we're going to stop the time to do the worksheets now. I have a question I think I'm going to stop sharing. Yeah. So there's a question in the Q&A. We'll start the coaching and Q&A is now. If you have a coaching question, now is the time to raise your hand. And I'm here to help you. So take advantage. What if getting coached today is a game changer for you with your weight loss? If you're sitting around with shitty thoughts about your results, or you know you need help with doable hunger or your data or how to think about it, now is the time. Do not sit around in your dirty diaper and just think that I don't want to be on camera with a coach. Like, I'm here to help you right now. Betsy's in the chat. Dina's in the chat. Like, we're here to help you. So get the help that you need. You've got to make the ask to get what you want, right? If you have questions, go to Ask Coaches. And also give yourself lots of props for being on the call. Okay. First question, can you explain the difference between following the plan versus following doable hunger method? Okay. So Jenny, this tells me that you need a little bit more practice in knowing your four basics. Okay. I don't know if you're new. Maybe you're new. I want you to go back to the No BS course and listen to the videos about the four basics. So one of the four basics is making a daily plan for what you want to eat and then assessing the plan. Okay. So that is one thing that is separate from doable hunger method. So once we make a plan of what to eat, the doable hunger method says, I have a plan for what to eat, and now I'm going to wait for physical hunger to be present before I choose to eat some of those things or all of those things on my plan. And I'm going to know when to stop eating those things on my plan when I detect that I am physically had enough or I'm not satisfied. The doable hunger challenge is on the Conquering the Scale workshop page. Just scroll down and you'll find it there. The second question is, can you do the four ends with this thought? I followed my plan 90%, but I didn't lose weight. Okay. So you noticed the thinking. Excellent. Give yourself so much credit for that. You noticed that that's what you are noticing your thinking when you got on the scale, right? I followed my plan 90%, but I didn't lose weight. So yeah, it's normal to notice that you didn't get the results that you were looking for. But you see the little agenda in that thought, but I followed my plan 90%. Okay, so now we're going to neutralize it, which is, yeah, following your plan 90%. That's just one of the four basics. Make a plan and eat what you said you were going to eat. That's one of the four basics. The other four basic, one of them, is to follow doable hunger. What's the story about that? Are you eating it when you're hungry and stopping at enough? it is not enough to just eat what you said, what you put on your plan. If you're not hungry, you don't eat. And you've got to find thoughts that keep you excited about being like, no, actually, I'm not going to eat. I'm not hungry. Glad I planned to eat, but I'm not hungry. So I'm not going to eat. Or maybe you're thinking like, oh, this food is so good. I love, like, one of my favorites is steak and French fries. Love steak and French fries. I don't want to stop eating. It tastes so good. You have to find a thought that helps you stop at enough for a doable hunger, which is, here's my opportunity right now when I think I've had enough to just put my fork down. Okay. So those are examples of your next best thought. So notice your thought is only about making a plan. Your brain wants to be like, well, I'm following my plan. I should be losing weight. No, you have to follow all four basics. So bring that leadership energy to your thinking and be like, I know you feel like justified, and I am doing a great job at following and eating what I put on my plan, but I also am ready to level up by really paying attention to doable hunger too. Okay. I hope that's helpful. Jan, I'm going to promote you, start your video, and make sure you're not muted. We have just a few minutes left. Let's see what happens. There's Jan. Can you start your video and unmute yourself, Jan? Hello. I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, I can't hear you.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Can you hear
Check
me?
Your audio. Oh, you just muted again. There. I think I can hear you now. Can you say something? There, perfect. Hi.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
I know. I'm so proud of you.
Oh my gosh.
You are a badass.
My husband just left the house. So I'm like, oh, this is the perfect time.
Perfect time. All right. What's your question?
Okay. So I've been in the tribe 2 years. So I'm an oldie. Initially, I lost like 10 pounds and I wanted to be under 180. Okay. So I got under 180 and I got like really scared. And now I'm 194. And like, I could sit here and cry about this right now.
Yeah. So what, like, are the tears about?
I'm like, why am I fucking around?
Okay. But see what you're practicing when you think that?
What?
You're practicing not knowing when you allow your brain to think, why am I fucking around? And then you just marinate in that not knowing. It's terrible. Okay. So let's go back.
Okay.
You lost 10 pounds. You right. wanted to be under 180 and you said you got scared.
I did.
That's the feeling that interests me. What do you make being under 180 mean that causes you to feel scared?
Like, how am I going to stay there and how am I going to be successful? And
oh, there you go. Practicing not knowing.
Oh, there you go.
So this points back to what I mentioned earlier in the call. Like, thank you, brain. So we're going to notice the thought. Oh, you're not sure. The brain is giving me thoughts that we're not sure and we don't know how. But you never need to know how. This is the joy of weight loss. You're going to figure it out. You don't have to know how in order to lose weight. Your brain is climbing up the wrong tree with that one.
Okay.
Just redirect, right? It's normal to wonder how I'm going to do it. But I know that's not important. We're neutralizing it. I know that's not important. What is important is that I lose weight feeling good, and practicing not knowing feels like shit.
Yeah, it does.
I am not doing that anymore. We are no longer doing that.
Okay.
So come up with your next best thought. Even though I may not know exactly how, I'm going to keep this up. I'm becoming someone who, what?
Figures it out.
Yes. Literally, that's all that matters. Like, doesn't that feel better?
Yeah, it does.
It makes you feel hopeful and like excited and like pure potential, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
So yeah, welcome to feeling good with weight loss.
Okay, here's another thing.
Okay.
I have this like really perfect husband as far as weight loss goes. Yes. He lost 40 pounds before I knew him. We've been together 35 years. And every day is like, I'm only going to have one cookie, or I'm only, you know, I'm not hungry. I ate so much at lunch, so I'm going to skip dinner. I mean, like he's like Corinne in your ear, and it makes me really mad.
Why does it make you mad?
Because I feel like I feel rebellious against him. Is that okay?
Is the feeling more resentful?
Yes, because it seems like it's easy for him.
Okay. Do you know what resentful as an emotion is related to?
No.
Envy.
Oh, true.
I just put this on my Instagram this morning from Brené Brown. Like it's I did read the research. Yeah, it's from the research. It's related to envy. So when you find yourself resentful about how other people are eating, you know why you're doing that? Because you're practicing a belief that you can't do it either. Like that you can't do what they're doing, that you can't eat what they're doing. And that is just a thought.
That's not really true.
It's not true. You are limiting yourself by your thinking. So then it keeps you stuck in what you're doing, right? Yeah. Not the potential of what you could do. So every time he has that one cookie, I want you to be like, he is a perfect example of how I'm teaching myself to think. He no longer believes overeating serves him, and he takes joy in it.
He does.
Yeah. Like I did the same thing when I stopped drinking. You know how I did it? Because I had this association that like I loved Sauvignon Blanc. And as long as I saw it there in its sexy glass that had condensation on it, like I knew I'd want it. So I started calling it a glass of neurotoxin.
Oh gosh.
Right?
There you go.
I just played with how I thought about things to help direct my brain into what was possible. When I remembered it was actually a glass of neurotoxin, like I didn't want it as much. True. I remembered the parts of the thing that I didn't want so I could do the thing that I did want, which was have less of it and eventually have none of it. Neat. So I've celebrated 2 years of sobriety this month. No, last month. Sorry.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I had never looked back in my plans before, like what you just said. So this is my binder from like year one.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Look at you.
I planned like 3 days this week. And I didn't assess. Okay. So I found this new planner in a box over here. Okay. So I'm getting started all over again.
Yeah. Does that feel good to start in a new planner for you?
It does. It does feel good.
Yeah. Like use the feeling of that to be like, yes, this is going to move me forward. I'm naturally excited about this new planner. Like, I'm just going to put this other one away and like use your feelings as like your beacon toward what will move you closer to your goal to make it easy and help you feel good. Versus like, this is hard. Look at this old planner. I only planned 3 days. Yeah, forget it. Like start the new one. I love that for you.
Yeah.
And apply the four N's process. Okay.
I was going to quit. And here I, you know, got coached. Yeah.
But like when you think about quitting, it's only because you want relief from thinking that you can't do it. And all that is a thought. You can just change your thought and feel better, feel relief. Listen, your inner person, Jan, just wants a cheerleader. She wants you to tell her she can do it and you believe in her. No matter what happens in our lives, each day, we can tell ourselves that. And well, like, isn't life way more fun when we do that?
True. It is true.
Yeah.
You're a cheerleader. I'm writing this down.
Yeah, you can do it. I believe in you.
Thank you.
Okay. Come to Ask Coaches if you get stuck. Okay.
I will.
All right.
I've not been using the tools, but I will.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I'm bringing her back. And Kay, I'm going to call on you. We got to do it. Hopefully, we've got a few minutes left. Hi, Miss Kay. Can you start your video?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, wait. Yeah. There. That's good.
All right. Okay.
How are you doing? Are you nervous?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, because I didn't expect to get called, and it's kind of short.
Okay. So I didn't expect. So wait, I thought you were I'm just going to stop you. Let's both take a deep breath.
Okay.
In through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Okay. It's a safe space. I'm here to support you as your coach right now. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. What's your question?
My question is, I got the scale drama. Last month, I went on a 2-week cruise, and you know, I did my planning, and you know, I stayed active, and I focused on the doable hunger. And so afterwards, when I got back, I'd only gained 3 pounds. So for me, for a cruise, that was great. And so it was actually, you know, it's actually like 3 pounds, and I'm at the end of that. I was like, well, okay, come May, I can handle that. I can handle.
Yeah, I'm getting. Here's the next best thought. I'm getting better and better and better with my food habits.
Yeah, and so that's what I thought. You know, for vacation, that actually was a win. Then this month came, and I had my daughter's graduation to go to, and so that was last weekend, and that was wonderful. It was a great experience. I'm so proud of her. But then I got on a scale this week, and I had gained another 3 this month.
Okay.
And so for me, now it's at 6, and I am. It's beginning like 6. I don't have the same mindset. Because it's like getting worse. And so I'm trying to get back into, I guess, the better mindset. But then it's just like,
okay,
it's not the same as 3. It's
all right, let me ask you. Let's do the 4 N's process. Notice this thought. Now I've got 6 pounds.
Yeah.
Is that going to help you move towards your goal, or is it going to keep you stuck in limiting belief?
Well, it's just a fact.
Now I have 6. I didn't ask if it was a fact. I asked if it was going to help you move closer to your goal and do the things that you want to do to reach your goal. Now I have 6 pounds on me. Is it a helpful thought?
I guess putting it that way, it's more neutralizing to say I gained 6 pounds for this.
Yeah, it's a shitty thought. It's just a shitty
thought. Yeah, I don't know how to, yeah.
Okay, so you noticed it. Okay, now you're going to normalize it. Yeah. It's normal for your brain to go back to last month and add that 3 onto this 3, add it up to 6 and be like, oh, well, now it's 6. It's getting worse, right? Not going to help you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we want to, now we want to, sorry.
So yeah. That's kind of like a spiral now. And I feel kind of like I gain again this week.
Yeah. So I want that K leadership energy. Remember, to lose weight sustainably, you need to feel relief by the way you think about your weight loss. Okay. Noticing it's 6 and telling yourself it's getting worse makes you feel terrible. I promise you, there's thoughts you can think that also feel true, that offer you some relief, that allow you to take action from a place of feeling just better, a little bit better than that. So that's neutralizing. Now, what could you think instead? Well, you have your thoughts. This month, I gained 3. The month is not over yet.
I've got a week, but I'm I got a week.
If you go from beginning to end of month, see how your brain is like, well, it's a loss. Like you could do a lot between now and next week. It's not over yet. So one of your next best thoughts could be, all right, well, I noticed that I really don't like the way that this is going. I know my, does your data support your scale results?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you do the deep dive data worksheet? Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what I saw. You know, when I did the worksheet, I was like, well, I haven't been sleeping. Like for 2 weeks, I haven't gotten my sleep the way I usually do. I've had no water.
Say that again. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Say that again.
I haven't gotten my sleep in. Like I usually, I'm very consistent with my sleep.
Oh, your sleep was. Sleep.
Yeah. Okay. For the last 2 weeks, my sleep has been off.
Okay. It makes sense. Now that I notice how off my sleep was, that I was probably what, more hungry, eating more often, overeating more often. And so that makes sense with my data. So now I know what to do. I know where to focus my energy. I'm going to really, this week, some of my dual goals are to get my sleep, take care of my sleep, right? And then I know my hunger will go down. And now I'm more focused than ever on figuring out the end of May and finishing strong. I mean, does that feel like something that you want to think?
Yeah. I need a plan.
Yeah. So your brain is offering an old shitty. It's normal for it to kind of want to piece together last month and this month and then tell the whole story. You apply that leadership energy, you neutralize it. You're like, hey, the month's not over yet. I know what I can do this week. I don't have a graduation party again, right?
No, and actually
appreciate that I'm not really happy about this because it confirms for me all that I do want for me, that my goals are super important and I get to try again this week. And I don't have to overdo anything. I just have to manage my thinking. And that's what makes taking these actions from a place of relief and feeling a little bit better so much easier.
Yeah. It definitely does that.
Yeah. So what does Inner K want to hear from you for this week?
You got this, girl.
Yes.
I got this.
You tell her that every day. And then you tell her on your plan exactly how you have it. What specific things are you going to do that day? How are you going to get your water in? When are you going to go to bed? You know, how many hours of sleep are you going to make sure that you prioritize this week? Okay. All right, Kay. Yeah. Thank you so much for raising your hand. I appreciate it. All right. You take care.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. All right, everybody. That's it for the call today. If you haven't had your question answered, go over to Ask Coaches and get it answered. I hope that going over the deep dive data worksheet at a minimum helps you redirect your thinking in the four ends process so you can find your next best thought because you have data to support where your work is and how you can tell a story about weight loss that helps you feel relief and feel better about what's possible. You don't have to confirm your limitations. You get to think in a way that is what, like, representative of what's possible for you in weight loss. And that feels amazing. Okay. Thank you so much. My Instagram is at Thrive in Midlife. If you want to follow me over there. That little Brené Brown thing on, what is it? Resentment is there. It's so good. Okay, everybody. Thank you, Betsy, Coach Betsy. Thank you, Dina. Thank you everyone for showing up. We'll talk soon. Bye.